Our pilgrimage as we approach Fatima takes a significant step today as we honor and visit Alexandrina, the fourth seer of Fatima, as we have discovered today, and the great victim, Eucharistic victim, of Fatima's prophetic message. On your left, right here behind this, we haven't seen it yet, but that's where the tomb of Alexandrina is. So we'll be venerating her there after Mass. On our left is the stained glass depiction of Alexandrina. And it's very simple, but it's quite good. There's the image of Alexandrina is taken from a photo of her when she was in ecstasy. And it was one of those times in which she was contemplating in ecstasy the passion of Christ. So that means she was participating in the passion by her vision of it. And here is unique because you see the gaze of ecstasy on her face as she is prayerfully adoring what she's beholding in him. And we see depicted there on the other side the wound of Christ's hand with the precious blood coming down. But notice what's happening. The precious blood is coming down on a chain, a circle that is a chain. And where the blood is touching, the chain is breaking. And it's through her intercession, that is, through her participation in the passion, through faith, hope, and love, Jesus' passion is being applied to some matter, some person and situation in time. And through her participation in the passion, chains are being broken. Captives are being set free. And so you see the action of that, of the Spirit, through the design of the movement in the window. So there's that swirling movement, and then there's the energy, the action pointing towards that encounter of the blood breaking the chain. But the chain is in the form of a circle. Because oftentimes in people's lives, in our lives, we find ourselves in these cycles. It's like sometimes where we feel like there's this circle of repeated suffering that happens, or repeated negativity. And sometimes we don't know what the origin of that is, but it almost can feel like it's like a curse, like something is like repeating itself. There's this cycle taking place that is self-defeating. And what we see there is the hope of the cycle being broken, the chains being torn asunder through the blood of Jesus. But how is that salvation of the cross actualized? But through the participation of faith and sacrifice of some human person living in space and time. And so Jesus requires his passion and its fruits, his merits, to be brought back to life again, to explode with grace in the world through the faith, hope, and love of believers living in the world. That's why the big message of Fatima so often is calling for prayer, is calling for conversion of life, for penance, is calling for sacrifice and reparation, is because the little that we have to offer to God can go a long way when it's united to Him. And He can bring about miracles when we offer Him all that we have to give, especially when it requires some sacrifice and suffering. And so by Alexandrina's participation in the cross, God was able to bring about in her life a new Pentecost. And that's exactly what's depicted at the top stained glass window above. You can't see it, most of you, from the angle that you are, but after Mass you'll be able to check it out. That beautiful depiction of Pentecost displays the power of God's action entering into the world, exploding with spiritual dynamism in the hearts and minds of those who are fully surrendered and disposed to receive. So from the cross in our lives, God desires to bring about a new Pentecost, an outpouring of His Spirit. And this is the Paschal Mystery, the science of the saints, a very liberating truth that is hard to accept. That it is when we lay down our lives by some sharing of the cross of Jesus, which will inevitably involve a certain amount of suffering and purification as part of Jesus' passion at work in our lives. It's through that, and often only by way of that, that we can experience the saving power of our miraculous God and working and allowing Him to work wonders. The saints all experience this, and it's meant to give us all hope and to strengthen trust in knowing that God's zeal is faithful and is able to bring good out of everything, especially the most difficult of things. And so on this pilgrimage, we enter into a Kairos time. Kairos is a Greek word that describes the eternal now of God's presence, the heavenly perspective on our lives, that God, through the mind of Christ, is able to see all things in alignment with His divine purpose. And this pilgrimage is helping us to see all the challenges, the difficulties, or the crosses in our lives in light of eternity, in light of the promise of victory. So that way we may be strengthened to have, as Portuguese say, força, a spiritual strength of confidence in knowing that God is truly in our midst and is miraculously able to work all things for the good of those who love Him.